Now on Morning Ireland, and John S. Doyle is here with what it says in the papers.
The charging of a 24-year-old man with the murder of three of his younger siblings at their home in Dublin at the weekend dominates the front pages. The Irish Sun has a large photograph of Andy Cash, who a Garda said replied no comment when charged with the murder of 18-year-old Lisa Cash and 8-year-old twins Christy and Chelsea Cawley. Mr. Cash did not address the court. He was remanded in custody to appear via video link at Cloverhill District Court on Friday. Energy use is the main front page story for four papers. The Irish Times and Irish Examiner both report on government plans to reduce the temperature in office buildings. The Times says that measures proposed in a memo due to go to Cabinet tomorrow are likely to be similar to measures announced in France and Germany. President Macron of France has said he wants a 10% reduction in France's energy use in the coming weeks and months. The Examiner quotes a government source here as saying that one measure being examined is keeping the heat at a certain temperature in buildings in the coming months. Turning off public lighting of state buildings, similar to what Germany has already done, is another option being considered. The Irish Independent's lead story comes from the Climate Change Advisory Council. The council has told the government that low-cost loans to buy electric vehicles, congestion charges for urban drivers, and more public transport fare reductions must be introduced if greenhouse gas trends are to be turned around. The Irish Daily Mail reports that energy producers are to be hit with a windfall tax. The government is poised to raise revenue from firms making millions in profits while households struggle with price hikes, the paper says. The Examiner reports that an academic who has received abuse for challenging racism says he fears again for his safety after receiving a threatening letter. He is Amanullah Desondi, a senior lecturer in contemporary Islam at UCC, who became an Irish citizen last month. In 2019, he received a death threat in a voicemail left at his place of work. He described the latest example of racism as exhausting and scary, and has called on the government to do more to deter such incidents and on the Gardaí to take complaints more seriously. The Irish News leads with a report that senior EU figures have joined politicians across Ireland in urging the new Tory leader Liz Truss to foster a constructive relationship with Brussels. There is concern, John Manley writes, that the incoming British Prime Minister may escalate the crisis by triggering Article 16. Could chameleon Truss be pragmatic on the protocol, The Independent wonders in an editorial. The Times is less optimistic. The disastrous tenure of Boris Johnson is to be followed by one that threatens to be even worse, says the paper. John Downing in The Independent writes that there is ample precedent for new leaders getting elected on hardline rhetoric and then pragmatically compromising once they get their legs under the table. But he says in this case such an outcome seems depressingly unlikely. In an analysis piece in The Times, Dennis Staunton says that Liz Truss has no mandate from the electorate at large and a weaker one from within her party than any of her predecessors. She has little choice but to continue to pander to such MPs as Jacob Rees-Mogg and Suella Braverman because her support across the party is so shallow, says Staunton.